Hello, and welcome to Jacksonville Today Reporter's Notebook. It's the show where we take you into our newsroom for a look at what it takes to report and produce the news affecting Northeast Florida. I'm Jacksonville Today Associate Editor Mike Mendenhall, and we're joined today by St. Johns County reporter Noah Hertz. Noah, welcome back to Reporter's Notebook.
Thank you for having me as always, Mike.
So today our topic is cats, specifically stray cats living in St. Johns County. You've been reporting on a group of cat activists who want local officials to do more when it comes to policies around trap, neuter, vaccinate, and returns for strays. How did you come across this story, Noah, and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of funny. It's one that sort of fell in my lap, so to speak. I was watching a St. Johns County Commission meeting recently, which there's a lot of interesting topics that come up at government meetings, as you know, and there's a lot of not interesting topics that come up at government meetings.
I was just going to say, in the seven-hour-plus meetings that we sometimes find ourselves covering.
Absolutely. And at this particular meeting, there was about 10 or so activists who got up. They were all wearing matching shirts, and they got up and spoke to the county commissioners and said, this is what we would like to see. This is what other counties do. This is where we believe that St. Johns County is deficient. Maybe you could make some kind of change. Maybe you could do something. And there wasn't any action from the county commission. Sometimes they will respond to a bunch of people who have come up and made similar comments, and sometimes they will just kind of keep on going like business as usual. But in this case, I thought it was a particularly interesting topic, especially since St. John's does have different policies compared to what neighboring counties do. So I reached out to one of the folks who spoke. They put me in contact with some other people, and one thing led to another. And then I was heading out to go meet some folks at a stray cat colony in St. Augustine and hanging out with them and asking them questions while they were feeding cats and that kind of thing.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that approach. You really told the story from the perspective of these cat caretakers, and then you sprinkled the experts in throughout your reporting. Tell us about that choice as a writer.
I think for me, the decision was to really focus on the hyper-local aspect of it. I wanted to include the perspectives of people who, like you said, are experts and who know a lot and have studied these TNVR programs. And I included one researcher who is doubtful about the efficacy of some of them in the long term. But at the end of the day, my goal with the story was not necessarily to litigate this program that some people say works really well and some people say is a little less effective in the long term, some aspects of it. My goal was really to show that, you know, there are the academic experts and then there are the people who really know what their community looks like and people who everybody's got their thing that they know a lot about. And locally, in this case, it was a couple of people who talking to them, I could go, where are the stray cat colonies in St. John's? And they could go, oh, behind this shopping center and in the woods over here and behind this Publix and this and that. And that was what I thought readers would really connect with. And based on what I've heard from some of the people who wrote in, that was what they connected with.
The TNVR programs, it's not a new concept. You have versions of it in many other Florida counties. Jacksonville, Duval County has a similar program here. When you were doing the research on it, did you get an idea of like the history in St. Johns County and why nothing has been done about it up until now?
The sense that I got was just that the folks who are at the decision-making level in St. John's just don't really see this issue as a priority, which, given all of the other challenges and all the other things that they are trying to focus on in terms of making the county the place that they want to live and the place that they know their voters have told them they want to live in, people just don't really see it as a big priority. That coupled with the fact that the animal control director in St. John's is very skeptical of the success of other TNVR programs, it was very interesting to compare the St. Johns County animal control director going, well, if these programs work so well and they've been instituted for as long as they have, why are there still so many stray cats? And then the folks in, say, Clay County, I talked to the shelter manager there going, actually, we just started this up and we fixed this many cats and we've seen a decline in the number of kittens who are coming in. So since in the absence of very hard long-term data, that anecdotal information from both sides, I thought was really interesting.
All right, crystal ball time. What happens next? Will the governments in St. Johns County consider adopting some of these policies?
I really don't know. And it's funny. I know, I'm sure you feel the same way. I really wish I had that crystal ball and I could say, here's what the local government is going to do. But I really don't. I don't know. Sometimes writing a story like this, not that that's necessarily the goal, but sometimes it really does galvanize people and they will read something and they will dig deeper into what the issues are. Judging on by the people I spoke to, I gather that there are more and more people who are getting involved in volunteering. But whether that changes anything at the governmental level, whether that means that the county will be more willing to maybe throw money at a program like this, is really uncertain at the moment. It does not seem like it, but who knows? Minds could change, opinions could change. I will certainly write about it if they do.
We know you'll be following the conversation. So, well, we're going to leave it there, but you can find all of NOAA's reporting at jaxtoday.org. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the Jacksonville Today daily newsletter. NOAA, this is fun. Thank you.
Thank you as always, Mike.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.